Hey, and welcome to Reology. I'm Allison.
And I'm Isabel.
And today, we have another episode of Vampire Diaries. And yet, after last time when we said, for sure, the rest are going to be Vampire Diaries.
Don't spoil it, Allison.
We might do something special around halfway through.
Ooh.
But today, as all days, we are going to start you out with the disclaimer. Isabel,
you want to do it? I'm reading it? Okay. The program you are listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ and not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen.
Okay, so we got the disclaimer, and I bet you won't be able to guess what's next, but we have a teen bullying prevention PSA. 90% of teens ages 12 to 17 who have witnessed some form of online cruelty say they have ignored mean behavior on social media, and more than a third, 35%, have done this frequently. Information from Pew Research Center's Internet and American Life Project. Research has shown that the bystander can play a pivotal role in stopping bullying. In a groundbreaking effort to empower teens to speak up when they see bullying, the Ad Council and unprecedented coalition of media, corporate and nonprofit partners are launching the I Am a Witness campaign. Developed pro bono by ad agency Goodbye Silverstein and Partners, and including social influencer content, the campaign aims to stop bullying by activating the silent majority of kids who witness it each day transform them from passive bystanders into a united, empowered, and active collection that will speak up against bullying. The heart of this campaign is the witness emoji. Shaped like a speech bubble with an eye in the center, the emoji enables teens to take a stand against bullying and show some support for someone who is being bullied by posting it online or through text message. The emoji is available on iPhones running on iOS 9.1, Android Nexus phones running in Marshmallow, and via downloadable keyboards available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play Store. Teens can post the witness emoji when they see hurtful comments or send GIFs or GIFs and stickers to show support for someone in need. All assets drive to the campaign website, eyewitnessbullying.org. Now, isn't that a pivotal message? I have never heard of that program before in my life. Look at how widespread they are.
Really, Allison? Sarcasm?
Indeed.
Okay. So, Allison, last week we said that we were going to try to talk about a different character every week, or maybe we didn't say that, but that's what we're going to do.
It's the plan.
So, who are we talking about today?
I have to say, I love him. Many hate him. He's kind of like a serial killer, but so is like everyone else on the show. Yay. We have the vampire, the werewolf, the hybrid, the original, Klaus Michelson.
That was excessive.
It was necessary. He's beautiful. I love him.
Disagree. So, yes, we actually, Allison and I, for the first time since, like, our third podcast, actually made a plan, not just for this podcast, but for our next few. We planned out characters, there are subcategories, and then I forgot to take a picture of the sheet, so it's just somewhere in my backpack, but that's
fine. I did not write a full-on script for this one, so we don't have to worry about it sounding ridiculously rehearsed.
Well, we haven't written a script since that one. I didn't want to write a script.
She never wrote a script. I wrote several scripts.
Fine. We haven't used a script.
There you go. All right. Yeah. So, Klaus Michelson, you want to give us a little intro before I get way too carried away?
So, like Allison said, he is a hybrid, which means he is a combination between a vampire and a werewolf, and that's a whole thing. He's also an original, which means he's part of the family that is the first vampires. That makes up the first vampire,
yep,
whatever.
Yep.
So he can only be killed with the stake from the special tree that they set on fire, but there's still like one stake left and you can't destroy it. It's a whole thing.
It's called the white oak tree or the white oak stake, depending on what we're talking about.
When we say white oak stake, we're talking about stake and white oak tree. We're talking about the tree.
It's a tree.
Just in case you didn't get that.
And another little original's weapon that we should explain is the dagger.
So the dagger is something that Klaus uses for when he doesn't like his siblings very much.
Or anyone can use it who's not a vampire.
Right, so really it's just Klaus and anyone who's not a vampire. Oh, no, the originals. It just doesn't work on Klaus. It works on the rest of the originals.
So basically what happens is there's a special set of daggers, and if you dip it into the ash of the white oak tree and stab an original in the heart with it, also known as daggering, it's a verb in the show, apparently.
They temporarily die.
They basically go into a comatose state and turn really pale.
They take a long nap.
Klaus likes to do this with his siblings when he gets annoyed with them and then puts them in coffins.
And then, like, carries them around. Because family is everything.
Everything.
It's why we do this podcast together.
Everything.
Oh, that was just creepy.
And lovely.
It was actually honestly uncomfortable.
I could do some ASMR.
As someone who is wearing headphones and listening to you, I'm uncomfortable.
I'm not uncomfortable.
I'm very uncomfortable.
I'm sure our viewers aren't uncomfortable.
I'm sure that our viewers are uncomfortable. Given and the I fact think that we don't listeners have viewers. And yeah. Not viewers.
Exactly, which means our viewers aren't uncomfortable because we don't have viewers.
You know what? I'm a viewer. I'm uncomfortable.
It's okay, Isabel.
Just don't do that.
Okay.
She hit my face.
No, I didn't. It was loving.
So, anyway, Klaus daggers his siblings. Very mean. They have an interesting relationship.
We should get into that. Should we start with our favorite? He has a bunch of siblings that we don't really know yet.
I'm just going to list off his siblings, and then we can get into it. So his siblings are Elijah, love Elijah. Rebecca, love Rebecca. Cole, dead. Finn, dead. And then the other one who's dead, but we don't know.
Yeah.
Like, we do know he's dead, but he died 1,000 years ago.
Before they got turned into vampires.
Not a vampire. He was, like, 13. Yeah. He's very sad.
And then they have their father, Michael.
Dead.
And their mother, Esther.
Dead.
And their mother's a witch. She's the one who turned them all into vampires.
And also dead.
Because apparently the witches existed just naturally forever and ever and ever.
Like the werewolves, apparently.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's complicated.
So anyway, the Michelson family is quite odd, but let's talk about the relationship between two of our favorite siblings.
I'm really concerned on which one you're going to...
Klaus and Elijah.
Oh.
Every time he enters the scene, he goes, "I'm Elijah."
He doesn't do that.
He does, a lot.
No.
That's how he introduces himself.
No, he goes like, "I am Elijah."
That's way better. "I am Elijah."
There's also a pause after the "I." It's like, "Oh."
Yeah, poor Elijah.
Whatever, we love him. He's great.
He's so nice. He's a man of his word. He's an honor system. He's really only broken it once, and it was to, like,
save his family. He's only broken it once on the show.
Right, but, like, I have to say, Elijah is a good guy.
We love
Elijah. Honorable. He's mostly honorable.
He's still a serial killer.
He values family.
We cannot argue with the fact that
he tries to protect the innocent. For the most part. At this point in his life, he tries to protect the innocent and doesn't go around murdering people.
Fine.
Although he does have one flaw. What? He's in love with Katerina Petrova.
This is not a flaw. Katerina Petrova, or Catherine Pierce, is Elena Gilbert's doppelganger. We've mentioned all of them.
But anyway, Elijah and Klaus have a lovely little sibling relationship.
Ew.
Yeah. Little steps beyond siblings, which is an issue in many...
But not actually, like, not canonically in the show. Just
no,
like,
they just do a lot of face touching and, like, some neck holding.
Yeah, the seed...
Some eyes.
The network doesn't do a great job at writing sibling relationships.
Most of them look really romantic.
Yeah, just a little bit.
It's problematic.
Yeah, and theirs is, like, the most notable second most.
Stefan and Damon.
Salvatore relationship is a little bit stranger. Yep. But theirs is definitely the second.
There's a scene we haven't gotten to yet where there is a mutual neck clasp.
Okay, well, don't... We don't need to talk about that.
It's upsetting.
We're getting off topic. Let's talk about someone other than family. I think we're talking about a lot.
No, we got to talk about Rebecca.
Oh, I love Rebecca.
All right, so Klaus is a sister, the only Michelson sister, and her name is Rebecca.
And basically, they have an abusive sibling relationship.
100%. But it's completely non-romantic. So we applaud that.
You know, it was a little bit awkward in the beginning of the show. I don't think Allison cared, but I noticed. But now it's just really abusive. Moderately abusive.
I noticed.
It's, like, pretty abusive.
He daggers her whenever he doesn't want her, and he basically uses her for everything.
And she's a very emotional person.
She really just wants a little happy life and to go to a high school dance.
Yes, she wants to be human, really.
And Klaus is just like, no, I want you to convince some people to do some things for me, and then I'll dagger you when I'm done with you.
Yeah, and she's just like, but we're family, and I love you, and you love me, and I've been loyal to you for thousands of years.
And then Klaus is like, I love you, Rebecca.
And dagger. Stab. Yeah.
It's a whole thing. I don't know. I love Klaus.
It's very sad.
It is sad. I do feel bad for Rebecca. She's a nice girl.
Well, she's also a serial killer.
Well, yeah. But I think Klaus is getting a little better with her now.
I'm just going to say, no. Not really. Remember that whole thing where she wanted to be human and she tried to take the cure for vampirism? And Klaus was trying to stop her that whole time?
Maybe.
That last episode that we just watched?
Potentially.
Where he, like, threatened to murder her?
I don't think he can. Oh, he can murder her.
And he also blackmailed her?
Yeah, yeah, we know.
So.
Yeah. All right, fine.
He's not really getting all that better.
I love Klausy.
We know. So, who else does...
Klaus and Stefan, before we get to the big one.
Oh, Klaus and Stefan. Who's the big one? Tyler?
Oh my god, I forgot about Tyler. No, okay. I was talking about
Tyler. Oh, well, we gotta talk about Tyler, too.
Okay, so Klaus and Stefan, they were bestie bros for murder in the 1920s.
But Stefan doesn't remember, because Klaus compelled him not to.
And Stefan, like, is, I want to be straight-laced, nice, friendly neighborhood Stefan now. And Klaus is like, but you're my favorite pal. We used to do all these fun little murders together, and I really miss you, man.
Yeah, they were like, we're brothers. And then, this was when Stefan was dating Rebecca.
It was a whole thing. But now Stefan's like, I don't like you. You're a horrible person. And Klaus is like,
well, it's kind of fair.
My little feelings that I have in my heart.
It's kind of fair because Klaus then later compelled Stefan to turn off his humanity.
And no, Stefan already has it. Oh, no. Yeah.
And
no,
then okay. Tried to kill his girlfriend. And then they went on a murdering cross-country road trip. So.
It was hot.
It was not.
I'm kidding. It wasn't. It really wasn't. It was kind of sad.
It was anyway. It was just like genuinely depressing.
It was. It really was. But that's how Damon and Elena made some friendies.
We are not talking about that in this episode.
I know. Now I know. So, Klaus and Stefan, that's them. And now we got to talk about Klaus and Tyler. And we can't say our favorite quote.
Very sad.
From the show.
It's not,
I have to say,
podcast friendly.
It's season three? Season four?
Season three.
In season three, if you watch season three, just watch for...
It's like the last episode or something.
It's fantastic. It's Tyler amazing. Tyler tells off Klaus, and let me tell you, that quote, beautiful.
And then they call it...
It's continuous.
It's continuous in season four. It's like a whole thing. It's great.
Klaus and Tyler have some tension, too.
Well, that's fair.
Klaus and Stefan have tension.
We already mentioned that.
Oh. No romantic tension.
Okay, sorry.
Klaus basically has romantic tension with everyone except for Rebecca.
He also has this issue where he likes to take away people's free will.
So the whole thing with Klaus, Damon discusses it with him, actually.
No, Allison, can we talk about the compulsion sire bond? Well, we already talked about the compulsion with Stefan, where he compelled him to turn off his humanity.
He has a sire bond with all his hybrid little babies that he made.
Which is Tyler, who was the first one.
Yeah, and
which means that
they have to do what he says.
No matter what.
The whole thing with Klaus that's interesting is he discussed it with Damon. Damon is a bad guy, but sometimes. What Damon said is, I can be the bad guy. I don't mind being the bad guy if it means I have to get something done. If there's something that needs to happen, I will do it. I don't care how it makes me look. But you are the bad guy for no reason.
Sometimes, though, Klaus is the bad guy for a reason, but it's his own selfish reasons.
Right.
Which I think, I don't know, I feel like that wasn't covered. Like, everybody has their own selfish reason for doing something.
I think he really is...
I kind of think
very hurt on the inside.
Oh my god.
And he
god.
Needs some help. And then
that
he'll
doesn't
be
give
a nice
someone
person.
The excuse to know, be it's a not serial
an,
killer.
It's not an excuse, it's an explanation. There's okay. a difference. I'm writing an essay about it.
I know, I read that essay.
It's upsetting. It's a really bad essay.
So
not
anyway.
It.
It's not.
Oh my god, I should write about Klaus.
Shh. No, never.
So anyway, Klaus and Tyler, they have a also romantic tension relationship.
I would not have described it as romantic tension.
I don't know. I kind of see it. Maybe it's sexual tension.
What?
I see some tension there, and it's...
You see that? Ew.
A little bit. Just in some scenes. Not often.
Okay. Well, anyway, all of the hybrids, except for Tyler, are dead, by the way. Because
yeah.
And it's Tyler's fault. Because he wanted to break the sire bond, which is like, go, Tyler. Take control of your own life. Good for you, bud.
He did in a bad way, though, and he tortured some people, and he, like, stuck his hand inside this girl's chest and
tried
to kill her.
The torturing,
to show power.
That wasn't part of the unsiring. That it was its own thing.
It was kind
of
bad.
No, it was, like, they're establishing, like, a werewolf pack, because they're all, like, werewolf vampires, so there was, like, a weird thing, and it's like, I want to be in church, I want to be in church, I want to be in church.
And Angela from The Rookie was there.
It was crazy.
Anyway.
Not that I like Tyler. I'm defending Tyler a lot. I don't actually like him. I think he's really annoying.
He is annoying. Stupid. Like, I don't mind him, but...
I just, like...
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
He makes a lot of bad decisions.
He makes all the bad decisions.
All the time. He's not very good. Two, his girlfriend, Caroline.
No, he's not.
So, we have Caroline, and she and Klaus, let me tell you, it is the saddest, most pathetic thing you will ever see in your life.
That is not true. It's not even the saddest and most pathetic thing I've seen in this show.
What's the saddest and most pathetic thing you've seen in the show?
Not that.
What is it?
Rebecca.
No, I think the fact that...
Rebecca with Matt.
Okay. So, Klaus loves Caroline. And Caroline is like, you're a horrible person. I hate you. I'm in love with Tyler. And you should go die in a hole.
Well, he is also trying to kill Tyler, who she is in love
with. True. I don't really think she's in love with Tyler. I think she's attached to Tyler emotionally.
Okay, well, Allison, I'm not in love with you, but if somebody tried to murder you, I would be pretty mad at them. How about that?
That's a familial relationship,
though. Okay, fine.
Anyway, regardless, Klaus is in love with Caroline, like, so in love with Caroline. And Caroline's, like, really awful to him. Which
she's
reasonable.
She is, like, the distraction of her friend
group. Right. Everyone sends her to flirt with Klaus to distract him. And
which, I mean, he knows. He's not
he knows
an
this.
Idiot.
And Klaus acknowledged that he knows it. And he's acknowledged the fact that he lets her distract him. He'll play along with their game just to talk to her because he loves her. It's really sad.
I don't know why, but your tone there really annoyed me.
And he got really
teary. Just like you were like, he loves her.
He loves her.
Well, that was really awful.
Thank you. I know, it's great.
I mean, I got scared.
You know what? I'm not talking about how hot Klaus is, so you should be grateful. Because he is. He's real cute.
Not
he
at
got
all.
The little curly hair. He's what? Adorable. I love him.
Oh, no.
Anyway, we have Klaus and Caroline, and that's a whole thing. And he gets all teary-eyed every once in a while, and it's really cute because he's like, I have feelings, I have emotions.
He did also try to kill her twice.
But he also saved her several times, but she was like,
No.
He was like, I saved you, and she was like, that's because you tried to kill me.
Well, no, he always saved her the times that he tried to kill her. So it was like one time he bit her, and that gives her the werewolf venom poison in her blood, death for vampires. But his blood is also the cure for that. So then, like, once she had, like, basically died, he then gave her his blood because he's like, oh, I feel regret. And
but then he tried to help her solve another problem.
Yeah, but that
also... Save some lives. I mean, not Jeremy's, but save some lives.
Turtle Boy.
Well, we don't like Turtle Boy.
We don't like Turtle Boy.
He's a turtle man, Isabel. This is a fully grown adult. Turtle man. Nah, he's like
real
ugly.
Don't make it weird.
He's real ugly.
You're making it weird.
So, we have that lovely group of people with Klaus.
Yeah.
And I think that covers it for Klaus, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
So, now we have, like, a little bit of time left.
Just a few minutes.
Do you think maybe we should touch upon our other topic that we totally shouldn't talk about but are going to anyway?
Okay, so Allison recently started watching...
Teen Wolf,
yes.
I am on season 2, episode 8.
Okay, so did not just start watching. Allison is 2 seasons into Teen Wolf.
To be fair, there's only 12 episodes in a season.
Allison is 2 seasons into Teen Wolf. So,
yeah.
Personally, I think it's a really weird show.
Personally, I agree.
Personally, I am Elijah.
I think you should stop talking like that, unless you are mimicking Elijah.
So, anyway.
Oh my god, and Klaus has this trademark thing, just
Allison.
Real quick, where he yells Rebecca's name, and there's a little interview of the actor doing it, and he goes like, Rebecca! In a high-pitched voice, like as a joke, but the actual thing is like super low and super loud, and I totally would break the mics if I did it. And okay. Also, I shouldn't do it because I wouldn't be able to do it right. But it's cool. It's a trademark. It's an iconic thing of his.
It's really not.
It actually is with the show, with the fandom. We just haven't really gotten far enough to notice that.
So anyway, I'm going to move on. Teen Wolf. Characters, just, I'm not even going to give you a description. We're just
We got Scott. He's a werewolf. We got Styles. He's a human. Cutie, but he's a breakable little human.
Breakable. Sad.
We got Allison. She's awful.
Annoying.
Human, but a hunter.
And I hate her hair.
I hate her personality.
That too.
We have Lydia. We don't know what's going on with Lydia.
I like Lydia.
I like her too. She's definitely some sort of supernatural being though.
And she has a lot going on because she's...
Like so much.
Oh, not in a good situation.
Pretty sure an adult is doing some things with her. What? Anyway, not consensually also.
What?
Yeah, Peter Hale.
What?
Who's Peter Hale? That's what the flashbacks are with.
Who's Peter Hale?
He was the old alpha what that flashbacks? Derek killed. The one in the most recent episode where she's, like, freaking out and crawling. Oh, my God. Did you not watch that?
No.
Okay. We're going to have to fill in Isabella in later. Whoops. Anyway.
Allison told me not to watch this because she wants a show where she knows more than me.
Because Isabella always watches ahead just like she did in Vampire Diaries and betrayed me. Okay. She drove a white oak stake through my heart, and I wouldn't trust her with Teen Wolf.
Well, I drove a dagger through your heart.
No, it was a white oak stake.
It was a white oak stake. Damn.
Anyway, so Teen Wolf, we got Styles, who's a breakable human, we got Lydia, who's some sort of supernatural creature, we got Jackson, who's a Kanima, we got Derek,
which is like a weird lizard person.
Yeah, he's
just
awful.
For those of you who don't know,
we got Derek, who is a werewolf, but he's the alpha.
He's
an
experienced werewolf.
Yes, we got Isaac, the werewolf. Erica, the werewolf.
Who's Isaac?
Boyd, the werewolf.
Who are these
Peter
people?
Hale, the ex-alpha dead werewolf.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I've watched, like, 3 episodes of this, and I sit and I crochet while we watch, so.
We have the parents. We have Sheriff.
Carol Lockwood.
Okay, Carol Lockwood from Teen Wolf is
Vampire Diaries
is the mother of Lydia in Teen Wolf, which is something.
But her name isn't Carol Lockwood.
Obviously.
She's not...
Tyler's mom in Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
It's not a crossover. Anyway, so we have the ever lovely Sheriff, I almost said Forbes, Stilinski, Sheriff Stilinski, who is never given a first name, apparently.
Does he need a first name?
And in a lot of fan fictions, they just say in the tags, the sheriff's name is John. I think it's fan canon. So yeah, we got Sheriff Stilinski, and we got Melissa McCall, Scott's mother. And she's rocking. I love her. She's great. So yeah, those are all the characters of Teen Wolf, and that is all the time we have.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Isabel's copying me.
I'm not. Bye.